This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Governor Jared Polis and other governors are asking Washington to help states manage large influxes of migrants who are seeking asylum. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
In a letter to President Biden and top congressional leaders, the Democratic governors urge Congress to quickly come to agreement on border security. They write that as political conflicts continue to delay negotiations, states and localities are bearing the brunt of the, quote, shortcomings of the existing immigration system, noting local governments have spent billions due to Congress's inaction. The letter comes less than a week after Denver's mayor and Colorado's congressional Democrats pushed for a spending package to address the border. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Aurora has a new interim chief of police. Heather Morris was sworn in yesterday. She takes over for Art Acevedo, who left the department last week after leading it for just over a year. Morris started her career at the Houston Police Department and was a deputy chief of police in Miami. She joined the Aurora Police Department in late 2022. A search for a permanent chief of police in the city is underway. Denver City Councilmember Flor Alvidres is facing an ethics investigation into spending in her office. Denverite's Rebecca Tauber has more.
A complaint submitted by a former staffer claims Alvidres requested reimbursements for things potentially barred under spending rules. The report also alleges that Alvidres yelled at staff in response to pushback about spending concerns. All four of her staff members have resigned since December. The Denver Ethics Board unanimously voted earlier this month to open an investigation into the complaint. It's unclear when the investigation will be complete. I'm Rebecca Tauber, Denverite.
Come find more at CPR.org and join us tonight when we bring you live special coverage from New Hampshire of their presidential primaries. That starts at 6.